We've been hearing a lot about refugees entering Europe from Syria and Afghanistan. We don't hear much about those coming from Yemen, where a war has been going on for just over a year now. Since March 2015, nearly 200,000 Yemenis have crossed into neighboring countries fleeing the bombs. The U.S. has admitted only 13 official Yemeni refugees. And today we meet two sisters that were granted entry under a category that's even more rare, called humanitarian parole. Khulood and Budur came to the Bay Area to rejoin their family. Their four older siblings all became American citizens over the last decade. We won't use the sisters' last name here because revealing their identity could be dangerous for their relatives back in Yemen. They left behind Yemeni's capital city, Sana'a, where food and clean water are scarce, electricity is out, and the threats of missiles and cluster bombs is constant. KALW's Mary Reese met the family in their brother Muhammad's home in Oakland and brings us this report of what their lives are like 6 months after arriving in the U.S.
It's remarkably calm at Muhammad and his wife Hanan's home in East Oakland, considering six adults and three children live here, and they're all getting ready for the day.
Malak, where are you going?
I have my whole sisters around me, and I'm happy with my mom, with my sisters together, and my kids get used to socialize with other people.
Muhammad's lived in the U.S. since the year 2000. In the past decade, three of his five sisters have also married Yemeni Americans and moved here. They have kids too.
I'm gonna drive.
Khulood and Budur were the last two sisters in Yemen. The U.S. granted them humanitarian parole last July, and they've lived with Muhammad's family since September. They're still adjusting, and part of that is learning English. Khulood describes how she gets practice.
I watch movies a lot. I try to learn on the iPad.
Yeah, she says she usually watches movies.
I tell her to talk a little bit with the kids so they can speak the language faster.
Yeah, she says she tries to talk with the kids in English.
Khulood studied British English in Yemen, but she wants to speak more fluently, so now she takes English classes in Alameda 4 days a week. She packs her books and papers, and we head out to the car. Hanan, Muhammad's wife, drives and translates for me.
First day, we're going to learn grammar.
After that, story, I think.
After that, it's going to be stories.
Yeah.
Which do you like better, grammar or stories?
Yes, grammars.
I think they help them with conversation.
I don't like the boring. The stories
are boring.
Back in Yemen, Khulood worked as an accountant for a healthcare firm. She loved driving and had her own car. Here, she hopes to find a job and eventually start her own business. But she's still making the transition to her new life. As we talk, we pass a huge dog on a street corner. It's not unusual, but seeing it reminds Khulood of what she left behind.
يحسين قبلنا قبل ما توصل عندنا الطيارة يحسين أو إذا يعني
the dogs know it before it happens, so they'll try to come inside the house. They'll be knocking and scratching the doors to come in, and then afterwards you hear the missiles and the bombs, you know, coming down on people.
Her dogs back home were an early warning system of incoming bombs. This dog, on the street in Alameda, is one of many ordinary sights that can remind the sisters of life under siege. Hanan says helicopters are another.
So the first week they were here, they were just hearing maybe helicopters, and we saw them getting scared. And we're like, there's nothing, nothing's gonna happen, you know, you're okay.
In another few minutes, we pull up near the school.
Welcome to my class.
Thank you.
The teacher hands out an exercise for the early birds to start on while other students trickle in. Soon the class is reading sentences aloud and filling in the blank with the correct verb form. Now it's Khulood's turn.
Your friend could have ridden bicycle anywhere. Why did they ride them downtown during rush hour?
Okay, Claude, how do you spell ridden?
R-I-D-D-E-N.
Oh, that's not dental. Can you help, please?
Khaloud's sister Badour attended English class too until January, when she got a work permit and began working as a dental assistant. She got the job through her brother Mohammed, who had set up a computer network for the office. This is how it works in this family. As new people arrive, everyone else helps out. Now, Badour works here 5 days a week.
I cleaning the instrument and clean the rooms, and sometimes help the doctor for the patient.
This is dull work for Badour. Back in Yemen, she was first in her class in dental school. As a third-year student, she was already making and fitting dentures. She pulls out her phone and shows me before and after photos of a toothless old man, and then the same man with a full smile.
This is my patient, my first patient. قول له أول كلمة قالها بعد ما لبست هالطقم إنه قال الحمد لله إني بقدر أكل إنه ما كان شيء قدر يأكل.
She said after she did that for him, he said to her, the first word he said to her is like, thank you, now I can eat.
Badour says her boss treats her well and is teaching her new things. Still, she remembers where she used to be. Her school in Yemen had to close because of the bombing.
خربت حلمي يعني بدل ما أكون دكتورة رجعت أنا بس مجرد مساعدة.
She said when the war started, it's just, it messed her dreams up and it stopped everything she was building to do. She felt like now she has to go back and start from the beginning.
Badour was told that to become a dentist in the U.S., she would have to enroll as a new student in a 9-year dental program. But right now, paying out-of-state rates for dental school is impossible. After living in California for a year, the cost would go down. That is, if the sisters are allowed to stay beyond the 1 year granted by humanitarian parole. That's still a big question. If the war ends by September, they'll have to go back. Badour goes to work most weekdays, but her sister Khaloud doesn't have class on Fridays, so she can spend more time at home in East Oakland with their sisters Safa and Hanan. This Friday is a school holiday, and two other sisters will arrive soon with their young children. While they wait, the adults drink coffee and eat figs and croissants. Hanan's son is playing video games. Khaloud's mother hands me a glass of sweet, milky coffee spiced with ginger.
Thank you.
As we eat, I hear more about life in Yemen. Just a little over a year ago, the sisters' lives were stable and predictable. They lived with their father in Sana'a, the capital city, and had no plans to leave the country. But things started to fall apart in early 2015. Their father was partially paralyzed by a stroke and needed physical therapy and oxygen. At about that time, the president of Yemen resigned, and Shiite Houthi rebels took over the city. The president fled to Saudi Arabia, which is mostly Sunni and opposes Shiite expansion. In late March last year, Saudi Arabia began bombing the capital. Almost overnight, the city became a war zone.
So they said it's scary. So, and you would feel like your house is shaking. It's like an earthquake shaking. So, and you can't really sleep. A lot of days are not sleeping. It's just always looking out like, am I going to die today?
The U.S. provides weapons to Saudi Arabia, and some of those bombs have been used against Yemen. Yet, it's also the U.S. that granted the sisters humanitarian parole. Khaloud describes what being in Oakland means for her.
Now she just feels like she's much better. She's in a good place. She's saying she even gained weight.
After the ordeal the sisters went through, the family feels protective of them. Each day, someone drives Khaloud to her English class and Badour to work. Hanan explains why Khaloud never takes the bus.
Because, you know, there's people who were harassed, you know, it's like, I would not want her to get that because she got so much from Yemen.
I ask Hanan whether she's ever been harassed because she's Muslim.
Not really, but there's a sense sometimes where people think you're a terrorist because you're just wearing, you know, the scarf that we wear. They'll think you're a terrorist.
Khaloud's sister Safa takes regular walks around Lake Merritt.
I was walking with my son, and there was a guy, he screamed at my face, oh, go back to your home, you are a tourist.
Still, Safa, her two older sisters, and her brother Mohammed are all American citizens now, and their mother is a lawful permanent resident. Everyone in the family says how grateful they were that the U.S. allowed Khaloud and Badour to join them.
Shukran, America.
Just say thank you for America.
Shukran, America.
Khaloud and Boudour have decided to seek official asylum in the U.S. They filed their application in early April. While they wait, they'll keep on studying English, looking for meaningful work, and adjusting to their new life half a world away from home. In Oakland, this is Mary Reese for Cross Currents.